dress codes in pubs and clubs in Northern Ireland? Are they too strict? You see, here's what happened last Friday. The Nolan team went out on a kind of leaving do. We got rid of someone else, thank goodness. And I don't go to these parties, but the editor of the Nolan show was refused entrance. This is a true story, Paul Tiernan Cullen. He was refused entrance into a Belfast bar because he was dressed, they said, too casually. What's that all about, Paul? I'm not out and about much now.
Well,
does that happen often?
This happens. Well, it does happen often. It depends what bar you go to. But see, what gets my goat is people complaining when they don't get in somewhere and they are obviously underdressed. If you're going to go out somewhere, you're not sure where you're going, dress up. I'll give you an example. I'm going for cocktails in the Fitzwilliam this Saturday. I don't know what the dress code is. I don't even know if they have one, but I know it's quite upmarket. So I'll put on a pair of trousers, nice pair of shoes, little cool jacket, and I know that I'm going to get in without any problems. Dress up. Don't dress down. There's too many people running around with scruffy trainers and jeans and everything, and then they get all insulted when somebody says, oh, hold on, you're bringing the tone of the place down. That's life. That's what happens. It's their club. It's their bar. They should be doing. Really enforcing a dress code, and I'm totally for that.
Tina?
I am absolutely horrified that David got turned away because I've known him for an awful long time.
That's David, the editor, the editor of the programme. He is strange now. He's a strange little man.
I've never seen him look like a scruff. And I have to say that I disagree with Paul. I don't believe that people should have to change their personality due to the bar that they might be going to. I think what bars need to do, I do think there has to be certain policies in place to ensure that there aren't offensive T-shirts, etc., etc. going in. But I do think that we need to wise up. People like wearing designer sports gear. People like wearing, like having tattoos. For example, we have a fashion show happening later this year that will celebrate only tattoos, no clothes.
Tacky.
I just think that we're getting to a ridiculous stage where we're asking people to conform with an idea of normal that doesn't exist.
Well, exactly, Paul Martin. What is normal anymore? I can't believe I'm asking you what normal is, by the way.
Hold on a minute. Well, that's a fair point, but hold on a minute. Are we actually saying now that we can't get that there are bars and restaurants and hotel bars in Belfast where you can't go out with the expectation of going somewhere quite classy with people who have made the effort to dress up rather than... Now, I'm not talking about David here, of course. I know David very well. But, you know, where there's an expectation... I know for a fact when I go to Fitzwilliam on Saturday night, people are going to be dressed well and it's going to feel like a special night, OK?
But you can't judge people on how they dress.
Yeah, but hold on. It's not a judgment. It's a door policy.
Football fans in France who are exceptionally well behaved on the world stage.
If I go to my local golf course,
and hardly any of them would get into half.
If I go and play around today at Galgorn Castle Golf Club, which is my local golf club, right? I know that I'm not going to get on in a pair of jeans. Am I insulted by that? Are they judging anyone? No, of course they're not. It's just the dress code for the golf club.
He wasn't trying to get into a golf club. He was out on the town for
Hold on. That's somebody's business. It's somebody's. It's somebody's organisation that they're trying to create a certain kind of feel for. The same as somebody who has a golf club or a restaurant. It's all the same. People shouldn't
be. Entering an Asher's Bakery situation here.
The one thing that really does get my goat is when they have a really strict policy, and then somebody like David Beckham turns up to the club in a pair of jeans and trainers and loads of tattoos, and suddenly they're waved into the VIP area, and all the rules go out of the window. I do have a problem with that, but I certainly do not have a problem with dress codes. And in fact, I think more places should be upmarket and more places should demand that people dress up for a night out.
Having a nice suit does not make you upmarket.
There is a certain kind of person. I mean, a lot of people go to work on a daily basis and they have a dress code for their office. Is that discriminating against people? Or are they trying to put out a certain professionalism? I 100% agree with dress codes. I really do. And most bars in Belfast don't have them. So there's plenty of places you can trot onto if you don't like them. But me personally, if I get dressed up for a nice night out, I don't want to be surrounded by a load of people with tattoos, scruffy trainers and hoodies.
That's
disgraceful, Paul. Colin Neal is the chief exec of Hospitality Ulster. Colin, morning, Colin.
Good morning.
What is the policy from the industry perspective?
Well, I mean, can I start off by saying, I mean, the idea of dress codes is if you furnish a premise, if you have a target market, you premises can set a dress code to match that.
But what does that mean?
It's not unlike somebody saying, come along to our black tie dinner. It's just to create an atmosphere.
Well, it is actually, isn't it?
Collecting people. Well, it's creating an atmosphere.
But when you said there, it's interesting, Colm, what you said about a target market. You can target a particular people with how they dress. No, you can't.
Everyone,
some of the biggest plonkers I know dress well.
No, it's a target market for a feel and a look. We're not selecting the people. We're not saying you're a good person and you're a bad person.
Well, you kind of are. You're saying you're welcome in our place.
If you
look good. What's looking good?
No, look, I dress smart, but I don't look good. You know, I can't change what nature gave me. It really is about setting a style and attracting, you know, an atmosphere in a particular premises. I mean, I am sure, Stephen, although you don't party a lot, you've been to plenty of black ties. And again, that's to create a stylish night. It's not selecting the people.
Special occasion, Colin. We're talking about
Colin, let's actually talk about the real story, because this is really what happened.
But
here's the score, right? And we're not naming them at the moment. I actually think we should name the club, but we're not naming them at the moment.
They haven't done anything wrong. Why make it sound as if they have?
But here's what happened. So a very, very talented guy, a decent guy, the editor of this program.
I'm sure they were not picking him out for any other reason.
An intelligent guy. He goes to walk into a pub on the Nolan Show's night out. And somebody says, you don't look appropriate for our club?
I mean,
what's that all about?
It's a private business. They target, like all, any private business has a target market. Your show has a target market of listeners. I mean, part of your target is the money you invest on the furniture, the fittings, the training, the staff, the level of staff ratio, and then also you set the tone by, or you can't set the tone by dress code. Some do, some don't. As long as they operate it legally, and as one of your callers said earlier, it has to apply to everybody. So it can't be a case of, well, Joe Bloggs, you can get in, but you know what? Because you work in the Nolan Slow Show, you're special, you can.
Do you buy that, Tina?
But no, and having been a publican myself, having been the editor of a licensed trade magazine, having, you know, an affinity with this industry, having been a bartender and a manager of a bar years ago as well, I have to say that I find it increasingly worrying that Northern Ireland is going down this line where, yes, they've invested a little bit into a few bits of IKEA furniture, but then they've
A little bit? Do you know what it costs? I'm afraid you've been out of the bar a long time. Yeah, you said a long time. You're talking hundreds of thousands of pounds.
The point that you're missing, and it's a very important point, is that style, fashion and trends have changed substantially in the last couple of decades. What's happening now is that people with money do not care about style and trends. So they're dressing how they want, whatever way they want.
It is not about picking out people with money.
Hold on, Tina. Let's let them finish.
As you wish.
Hold on.
Not as you want them to behave.
Hold on.
No, it is like they are not paying out people money. You're setting a style. It is also like the customer is free to choose where they go. Do they want to go to a style bar? Do they want to go to a casual bar? And it's the same. The premises gear up to offer a certain customer's choice and style and taste.
Listen, thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Colin.